Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way in an audio way. We're looking at Shabbos 141, talking about some ideas of clothing, especially a shirt and a shoe here on 141. The rabbis taught in a braisa a small person should not go out into a public domain wearing a large size shoe, but he may go out wearing a large size shirt. If he wears a large size shoe, it will lightly slip off his foot. The notes explain he may come to carry it four amos in a public domain, Rashi points out. But the ill-fitting shirt may be worn because it is unlikely that the shirt will slip off his body. Nor is it likely he will remove it due to its ill fit, since he surely will not leave himself unclothed in the public domain, pointed out by Rashi. Woman should not go out into the public domain wearing a torn shoe. She should not perform chalitza, we should never know from such things, with a torn shoe. But if she performed chalitza with it, the chalitza is valid. Why is that different? Because the notes point out a shoe whose visible section, the upper, is torn. Since she will be embarrassed to be seen wearing such a shoe, we're concerned that she may remove it and carry the shoe home through the public domain, pointed out by Rashi. A man, however, is not so particular. You can see the Shulchan Aruch. Again, chalitza is the ceremony performed when Lo Elena, we should never know from such things, a husband dies childless, and then the other husband is supposed to marry to perpetuate the name. Nowadays, we do the idea of chalitza, we should never know from such things anyway. But the idea of the ceremony is they remove a shoe, and if it's a shoe that's torn or ripped, it's not really so coveted to be part of the ceremony, so preferably shouldn't be done like that, as Rashi points out. But the idea to focus on here is the idea of clothing and shirts and wearing things that are more benefiting our stature as the royalty of Hashem. We should always remember, we've talked about this before, but it's always good to reiterate here on the Audio DDD, that we are the children of the King, the one true King, Melech Machem Lachem, Hashem himself. If Hashem is the King, that means that we're all princes and princesses. We are all royalty, and we should dress like it. We shouldn't go out with tattered clothing, even if that's the style, quote-unquote, in society. We shouldn't go out with ripped clothing, clothing that's too big, clothing that's too little, and clothing that's immodest or clothing that's not befitting our stature. If you have spouses, you have children, you should dress to impress, they always say, but to impress yourself, to impress Hashem, and to impress the world, that you have proper respect for yourself, and proper respect is being an ambassador of Hashem, ambassador of the King. Even in crazy times, even if we're working at home, it's still good to put on a nice shirt and nice pants for men, and to wear nice clothing for the ladies, to make sure you benefit your stature as that of royalty, of that of Hashem, especially on Shabbos. To go out with a suit that's fully full of stains, or a shirt that's fully stained, or a tie that's totally mismatched or totally wrong length, it's not proper covet, it's not the proper manner of being those who are befitting the royalty. Dress like royalty and you will feel like royalty. Remember that we're ambassadors of Hashem on this world. We should dress in a way that impresses upon others that we're here for a lofty purpose, and that we're here in a nation that's supposed to help the world be a better place. So just as the Gemara talks about the ill-fitting shirt and shoe, make sure that you yourself have everything that fits properly and it's nicely laundered, nicely pressed, and nicely befitting us as the stature of those who are the children of the true King himself, Hashem, especially on Shabbos. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 142 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.